Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Liz and Aaron Christie. Welcome again.
Hi, Father Adam.
Hello.
Thank you.
In our last segment, we began to hear their story, especially Aaron's story and how the Lord kind of gave him this really great self-knowledge and brought him to a real, I would say, a deep trust and reliance on the Lord rather than a reliance on self. But before we continue with their story, let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord God, we acknowledge your greatness this day and every day. You have created us, and you have destined us for great things, even greater things. We rejoice in this good news through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Aaron, when we were off mic, we were talking about maybe kind of what the source of your own struggles were, you know, the anger and the resentment and all of the difficulties in your marriage and life, really. And at the heart of it, what was that? What was the issue?
It was pride. It was the Satan trying to drive a wedge in our marriage. And the thing I realized coming out of it was that what I really needed to do was give up control. And I was too busy trying to repair my own heart, and God said, that's not your job. You know, I've been waiting for you to relinquish that control and let me repair your heart. And that's what he did. And it fundamentally changed literally everything.
Yeah, I think it's always, you know, the Lord is, I think, trying to teach each of us that we're not the ones behind our own holiness, and we're not going to create it. And he has different ways that he teaches us that, and I think all of our stories are unique in the ways that he teaches that. But ultimately, it seems to be the same lesson, that he's the boss, you know. So, Liz, you, of course, were involved in all of this mess through the years as well.
That's a good way of
saying it. He's a beautiful mess, let's be clear. He's a great person.
What's your own story? Kind of how,
sure.
Especially as you've kind of, I mean, it seems like you guys have been together since high school. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we met in high school. And, well, first, just to follow up on his story. So I read that same article from Pope Francis the same day he read it. I'm quite sure I posted it on our website also. And when I read it, my prayer to God was, how much longer, God? How much longer do we have to do this before you change his heart? And so it just seemed almost miraculous then 2 days later when I got this email from him where it appeared that his heart has changed. And it has. I mean, every day since has been amazing and wonderful. And so for me, how this fits into my picture, besides being married to Aaron, is God was working on me as well. So I went to college, I got my degree in nursing, and then went back and got my master's and became a nurse midwife. And so I joined a private practice and delivered babies and had a great time with that. But there's a part of the OBGYN world that is very not pro-life, and I had to struggle through that, requirements of my job versus my faith, and I compromised for many years on what I was willing to do in those situations. And so so that's how, you know, Satan kind of got in and messed things up with me. And my weakness not being able to say no to certain things. But there came a point where I knew I could feel God working in my heart. I knew what I was supposed to do, but I didn't know how. And I was listening to Catholic radio one day, and I don't remember what program it was, but somebody was talking about just pro-life issues, and I sat in my car, I was in the parking lot of Kroger's, and I cried, and I said, God, I want to change, I want to not do any of these things anymore, but I don't know how. You have to show me. And if you show me, I promise I'll do whatever you want. And he showed me. So 3 days later, I was sitting with a friend, and she started talking about a local physician who also went through the same thing and converted to pro-life work. And so I just kind of, you know, through prayer and confession and some courage, finally had a conversation with my boss. And I said, hey, you know, I'm Catholic, and I need to be Catholic at work and at home, and I need to do some changing. And that was a difficult conversation, but we got through it, and it took a little while to sort things out, but we did. And so for the next several years, I was able to practice completely pro-life and take care of patients in the way that was good for them and also good for my faith. And it was really beautiful, like getting that all worked out. And just when I thought, and you know, this was kind of the same time frame as Aaron going through his things, we were, as soon as I got all of that worked out, like within the next few months, we started to have miscarriages, and I would get pregnant and we would lose a baby, or I had several ectopic pregnancies and so had to have a few surgeries. And it was over the course of like 6 years that all went on. And I just thought, hey, okay, I mean, you know, look at what I did. Of course, this is happening. You know, it was just a lot of like, it just gets kind of all mixed up in your head. And then, but I felt God's presence really strong, and I felt him guiding me. And I knew he was holding on with all of these other things and all these other sufferings and struggles that we were going through as a couple, with work, with our personal stuff, with losing these babies. And he wanted me to do something different, even beyond what I had already done, because I thought, okay, I fixed everything at work. I'm good. I can continue on. But that was not the end of the story. That was like all of these things were kind of like preparation for the next step. And so what God put on my heart was look around at your parish and see what's going on, because I was volunteering and I was singing in the choir and doing things like that. And I would look out at our parishioners, and now I had this like gaping hole in my heart from these babies that I wanted to love and, you know, to bring closer to Christ, because now Christ was really in the center of our lives and I knew it was important. And now I could see, like Aaron said, the scales fell off of his eyes. It's like I could see in everyone around me, oh my gosh, you have a story too, and you need Christ too. And I, of course, I didn't know everybody's stories, but it just kind of set my heart on the path of, I want to bring people closer to Christ. I don't want people to suffer in this way that we have. If there are things we can do to help people not go through this, or, you know, to bring them closer to Christ and help them stay strong, that's what I want to do. And so over, and it took a couple years, but eventually I ended up working at my parish, and now I work there full time, and I work part time at Mount Carmel East, and so I still get to deliver babies and do that part of, you know, that I love. But I also get to help bring people to Christ. So now I say I'm a Jesus midwife, and because midwives help people through birth and new life, and so I'm getting to do that at my parish, which is just so much fun. I love it.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Aaron and Liz Christie. We just heard from Liz and kind of her story. You know, both of you, and you know, you guys can kind of pass the mic as you deem fit, but you know, it is interesting the importance of your parish in your stories, at least in the later part of the stories, how the Lord has really kind of sent you to almost, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say reawaken, but at least be more involved in the life of the parish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it was funny because for years, you know, Aaron and I would sit and talk and we'd say, oh, I wish our parish had this, or I wish we had that. And it was like, finally, we just looked at each other and we're like, well, Aaron, if you want them to have a good website, you know how to do that. Maybe you need to do that, you know, or things like that. It was just kind of like those light bulbs started turning back on for both of us in all of those ways.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why I was, you know, from my story, this whole idea of the social media piece of it changing my heart, like mm-hmm. being one of the instruments that God uses, made me very passionate toward wanting other people to have that same experience, which is why we got both of us. We just
do you, you know, and the other thing that is kind of is that struck me is other people's stories, you know, and I think that's what we try to do. I think on this show is the importance of each person's stories, but kind of sharing our own stories with others in the life of the parish. I don't know, how have you, I guess there's a sense of witness even within the life of the parish that we're tasked with, not just kind of volunteering in certain capacities or, you know, a job of running programs, but there is a real sense of friendship, I guess, in the life of the parish.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I think we find a lot of that in small groups has been huge. So I, and I'll say this on the air, I guess, I was reluctant to become a leader of That Man Is You, which we started up at our parish. But Liz, being kind of in charge of things, was like, hey, That Man Is You, Aaron, you're it. You're the guy. But one thing I really learned was that everybody's struggling with something. And having small groups to foster that and push you along is so important. And so I don't look at it, I get as much as I give in those groups. And I think you say the same thing about your small groups, right?
Yeah.
We've grown a lot from that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we run the Alpha program too, and we always took time the last night of Alpha to just let people come up, pick up the microphone, and just tell their story. Have you encountered Christ? What has happened to you during the last 10 weeks? Or do you have another story you want to share about Christ in your life? And it is amazing to just listen to the stories that people are willing to share and the vulnerability and just to see God at work, because he is so at work. And we lose sight of that a lot. I think life gets in the way and we all get focused on our own things. But when you take a minute to look around you and you see, oh my gosh, God's at work here and here and here, it's very hopeful.
It's like all these threads. There's this great analogy of like, that we always see from the back of the tapestry and we see all these loose end threads. And then at some point, sometimes we get a peek at the front of the tapestry and we're like, oh, this is how it all ties together. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Aaron and Liz Christie. Thank you for joining us. And let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we rejoice and give thanks in all of the work that you have done through Aaron and Liz and in their life. We ask that you continue to bless them and bless us all through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And until next time, peace and all good.